time is 13 hours. This time check is sponsored by Ecobank. Ecobank, a better way to bank.
So I needed to send money to my sister Malawi, and I needed it to get there fast. No delays, no complications. Then I used Ecobank Rapid Transfer. I sent money through the mobile app, and just like that, it was there instantly. No waiting, no stress, just quick, safe, and reliable transfers across Africa.
Send money across 33 African countries in real time with Ecobank Rapid Transfer. Ecobank, a better way to send money across Africa.
Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
The government urged to be proactive on illegal mining following a Mumba mine incident. Government reaffirms commitment to prioritizing Zambia's development agenda. And South Africa court rules impeachment proceedings against president should not have been blocked. Good afternoon with the lunchtime news at 13 hours. I'm Christabel Kamuno. Mine expert Edward Simkonda has urged government to shift from being reactive to proactive in addressing illegal mining activities in the country, warning that failure to act decisively could lead to more loss of lives. This follows the incident in which five small-scale miners became trapped underground at Matala Gold Mine in Nangoma constituency of Mumba District on Sunday. And speaking in an interview with RTV News in the Sakatade, Mr. Simkonda said the incident raises serious concerns about mine safety and enforcement of regulations in the mining sector. Mr. Simkonda said mines in the country are still not adequately secured and called on government to take firm action against the mine operators to ensure accountability and responsibility. He noted that the latest occurrences suggest that government pronouncements on curbing illegal mining are either not being implemented effectively or that some mining companies are failing to comply with regulations and directives issued by authorities. If people can be trapped underground, it means that particular mines don't have safety officers, because where were they when those people were going underground, questioned Mr. Simkonda. He added that it is unfortunate that miners are able to go underground without proper inspections, testing and safety assessments being conducted, which are critical procedures in mining operations.
Mines are still not yet secured, so which means what was promised has not been implemented. Or what was asked to be done, you know, the certain mines are not implementing the instructions, or they are not following the rule for people to get trapped underground. So what I would propose is for government to take action against that mine and ensure that, you know, they are fined and those people responsible jail if possible. So that people can take this matter very, very seriously, because we're going to continue losing lives.
A Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MQHZ, has called on women and girls, especially those in rural communities, to seek medical help through screening services for early detection of cervical cancer. The appeal comes after Health Minister Alex Katakwe revealed that Zambia continues to record rising cases of cervical cancer, which remains the most prevalent at 24%. Speaking to RTV News and Lusaka today, MQHZ Director General Quincy Mwabu emphasized the need to invest in cancer prevention, early detection and treatment services across the country. Dr. Mwabu noted that the reported 15,300 new cancer cases and 9,700 deaths recorded annually indicate that cancer has become a major public health crisis requiring urgent national action. Many citizens continue to seek medical attention late due to poverty, limited screening facilities, fear, myths and inadequate information about cancer, said Dr. Mwabo. Dr. Mwabu has since appealed to the government, cooperating partners, civil society organizations, the private sector and communities to work together in addressing the growing cancer burden before the situation deteriorates further.
The figures released by the Minister of Health clearly show that cancer is now becoming a major public health crisis that requires urgent action from all stakeholders. As NKZ, we believe the best way to reduce this burden is through increased investment in cancer prevention, early screening, and access to treatment services, because many Zambians are still reporting to hospitals very late because of limited awareness, poverty, myth, fear, and lack of screening facilities, especially in rural areas.
Minister of Finance and National Planning, Situmbe Komsokotone, has assured that the UPND government will continue to regard the development agenda of this country as a top priority. Speaking during the National Development Coordinating Committee, NDCC, during the 2026 first quarter meeting, Dr. Msokotone says, while it is inevitable to reflect on the numerous successes achieved and challenges by the UPND government so far, it is also imperative that government remain focused to ensure that the country is firmly on track to attain the desired aspirations as guided by the National Vision 2030. Dr. Msokotone stressed that developing Zambia is not only the responsibility of government, but of all development stakeholders with a common goal of achieving improved socio-economic welfare of our citizens. As the country transitions from the 8th National Development Plan to the 9th National Development Plan, there is need to upskill our efforts and sharpen our focus on implementation of development interventions, said Dr. Msokotone in a statement issued to RTV News and the Saka today. Dr. Msokotone says this is to ensure optimization of development results on the economy and on citizens' welfare. Dr. Msokotone emphasized that upscaling our efforts and sharpening our focus on implementation of development interventions is important, especially in a rapidly changing development. The Emerald Production Watch of Zambia has called on African leaders to move more quickly in implementing technology-driven development projects after returning from international engagements, particularly from countries like China. Organization President Musa Kafimbwa says many African governments delay turning development ideas into practical actions despite witnessing successful models abroad. Mr. Kafimbwa noted that despite having limited natural resources, countries like China have successfully placed technology at the center of development, enabling continued growth even in already advanced economies. He expressed concern that many African countries have continued to underutilize resources that other nations are increasingly benefiting from. Mr. Kafimbwa challenged African leaders to intensify efforts to adopt and expand the use of technology as a tool for economic transformation and national agenda. I am challenging African leaders to speed up processes aimed at improving the use of technology, said Mr. Kafimbwa in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today.
African mining, as they say, we do mine resources without not knowing the value. And the only country I've noticed which is able to teach you the value of what we mine in Africa is China. They are not restricted to keep their technology by themselves. They are people that are willing to transfer and share that technology to other people. It's quite very interesting to note that China is getting to overtake the biggest state in America because they believe in themselves, they trust themselves, and they're able to share their thinking, their technology to the rest of the world.
In Africa News, South Africa's Constitutional Court has ruled that Parliament violated the Constitution by blocking moves to impeach President Cyril Ramaphosa in 2022. The judgment may lead to new impeachment proceedings, putting the president's political future in peril as his African Nation Congress no longer has a majority in parliament. The ruling came as a result of a legal challenge by opposition parties. A panel of legal experts had originally said that Ramaphosa may have a case to answer after Bagler stole more than $500,000 in cash hidden in a sofa from his rural home. Coming up shortly, Trump says US-Iran